Let's go through to the business news now with Nicholas Poynton in Tamaki Makaurau. Kia ora, Nicholas.
Atamarie.
Now, what a week on Wall Street. Back in the black now, is it?
Yeah, what a roller coaster. Wall Street is currently on track for its best day in 2 months. That's as investors have brushed off concerns about the Fed's plans to begin tapering its monetary stimulus from November. And it seems those fears about a potential collapse of China Evergrande have begun to recede. So the Dow Jones is up 1.8%, the S&P 500 is up 1.5%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ is up just over 1%. Our local share market had another strong session yesterday, gaining 90 points to 13,306, and the New Zealand dollar is trading at 70.8 US cents and 96.7 Australian.
I think Corinne's microphone might have just died there. That's an interesting development at this stage of the program.
Should I tell you about what I'm going to talk about?
What are you going to talk about in your business bulletin later?
Great, we'll go there. So following on from Fonterra's solid four-year result, we're going to look at the cooperative's plan to return $1 billion to its 10,000 farmer shareholders by 2024. Also, we'll look to delve into some of the reaction to Amazon Web Services' plans to build 3 new data centres in Auckland. Will we have the tech workers to staff it? Perhaps more importantly, the electricity to power it. All that and more at around 10 to 7.
Thank you very much, Nicholas Poynton there at 25 minutes past 6. How's your mic, Corinne? Is it working?
It's working. I mean, there's only one button that matters in radio, isn't it? The on-air button. That's the one you need to work. It's working now. That's good.
Oh, thank goodness.